Hey everybody. Well, she already up. I forgot to take her down. Y'all know how I am. I don't be knowing what to do for real. But y'all know this is it, my motivation podcast. I know some people don't realize that I moved from Thursday. No, I moved from Tuesday to Thursday. Because that was a better time for me. I know I've been doing Tuesday shows for like years, and so now I switched. So some people are having a hard time switching over with me, but it's all good because we'll get back to where we need to be at. But anyway, I got a guest. But before that, I need to tell y'all that today is Pi Day. My brother-in-law told me today Pi Day. 314 is Pi Day. So we waiting on my sister to come back so we can get some pie because we with all of that. We with all of that. It's Pi Day. Y'all gonna get a piece of pie, a slice of pie, somebody pie. Eat pie. I don't know. But we got a guest tonight. Shay a queen. And Shay is a queen. Shay has her own podcast. She is a beautiful, beautiful black queen, as y'all can see. She be doing her thing on the internet. She got them cowboy boots. I said, look at Shay. I said, okay. She be working on boots. So you will find her on all the platforms. Oh, Siri think I'm talking to you them. And I said, Shay, my phone lit up. So Shay, introduce yourself to the people. Tell them where you're from, what you do, what you're about.
Hello, I'm Shaya Queen. I'm the CEO of Concrete Rose Podcast. You can find me on Facebook at Shaya Queen, and you can find me on Instagram at Concrete Rose Podcast underscore. I'm from Dallas, Texas, and my podcast is all about encouraging others.
That's right. So I was on your podcast when you very first started your podcast, like in the beginning. So that was a good show. Are you still doing like the same kind of interviews? So you just doing anybody can come on your podcast, or do they have to have a certain level?
Anybody. I do
Anybody.
any everybody. As long as they got some experience, and I do believe everybody got some experience with something in life that they can
True.
help somebody else.
True.
I
That.
do recovering drug addicts. You've been to prison. We want to hear your stories too. We got young boys that we have, and we want to make sure that they go in the right direction. So we want to hear those stories,
Right. I'm with that. I like that too. What's the best thing you think about what do you like? What do you love about podcasting?
I love it because it's like it's so many people that's going through a lot of stuff and they just don't have nobody that they can, vent to. And then I like it because you can be walking in your purpose and it's just some God calling you to do to just help and motivate everybody.
Right. Now that's what's up. It's hard though. It's very hard. People don't understand how hard it is to be a podcaster. Because first of all, you got to get up in front of people. You don't know who's watching your podcast because like on certain platforms like YouTube, you can't really see who watching. You just know people watching. On Facebook, it'll show you somebody watching, but you don't know. So we be trying to tell people like y'all talk to us because sometimes we be up here by ourselves just talking. You know what I'm saying? Like I saw you on live the other night. I was like, let me jump in Shay Live and support her. Y'all come in here and support my dog. She up here. She got the music going. She vibing. Y'all vibe with her because they don't understand how hard it is to be in the spotlight or a spec of like people just watching you. You know what I'm saying? So you might be twisting up your words. You might be looking crazy. They don't even like inbox you and be like, hey, you got something on your shirt. Watch your mouth.
And something else is hard with podcasting. You got to get those people, the interview people together. And that's kind of hard sometimes to find people. So
I
it's a
tell
bit.
you, it's hard to find them. Like I do a calendar, you know what I'm saying? So I do a calendar, they book on the calendar, but then sometimes people don't show up. You know, like I done did all this work of like creating you a flyer. You know
Yes.
what I'm saying? I done booked up the time. I done scheduled it and it done went out because I pre-schedule. So like people can see on YouTube who the next people is gonna be on my show. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, you don't show up. Like, why you did that? Why you did
Same thing I do. I got the calendar too, and I be going down my list and I try to remind the people. It's just hard work when you're doing all of that. And then they
Right.
just don't show. It's ooh.
On
It's a
top of
headache.
like being a parent, because I know you like me, you got boys too. So being a single parent is kind of like, all right, we got to be a parent, we work, we got other stuff going on in our life. You know what I'm saying? Podcasting is just what we do.
Yes.
We do. So what's going on in Texas, girl? Because I love Texas. I done been there so many times, I need to move there.
Well, you know, the weather sometimes is up and it's down. Sometimes it'll be cold, and the next day it might be hot. Today, it's kind of windy. It's supposed to be rainy tomorrow and Saturday. So, right. And it might just turn out to be sunny. You just never know with Texas.
I guess so. But that sounds like Florida. It was kind of like a little, I don't know, it was, but now it's kind of warming up. So Florida probably warm up before any other state do, because now we kind of warming up. Like, you can go to the beach, you can go outside, and nobody wearing pants no more. Everybody got on shorts. Everybody.
Well, I need to be. I need to be on the beach in Florida.
Not right now. It's spring break. You know, y'all got spring break up there?
Yeah.
So it's spring break here, so them beaches probably like packed with people. Now, I went to what they call the causeway the other day, and I just was out there. It really wasn't nobody out there. It was just like maybe about 15, 20 people, because I went kind of early, but it was nice. But it was low tide too, so people was probably waiting till that tide came in. So, you know, we go into the topic of, you mentioned, you know, like hearing from other people, like especially people who went to prison, making sure kids stay on the right, you know, right direction. So what do you think about what's happening in the community about a lot of kids or young people being, I guess we got to say, unalived by their friends?
I say that the parents need to do more of a job of watching who our kids are hanging with, because they don't know no better. You know, we can't let them just rip and run with everybody. With me, what I do, I have a 15-year-old son, and people can say what they want to say. I don't let him go too many places unless I'm there with him. Like, I'm right. That type of parent. I'm old school with it. Like, he'd be like, Mom, I'm going to the movies. Okay, you can go to the movies. I'm going to be sitting in the car reading the book. And when that movie over with, you get in the car with me. Right. I'm the type of parent, I'm going to go through your phone. Who is this guy? What is he talking about? Right. I seen the picture of him. He toting a gun. You don't need to be hanging with him. We just gotta do better. It's, you know, making sure the wrong people not around our kids, because these kids is too grown. We gotta meet the parents who raising these kids. Right. I need them to see who raising you.
Right. That's crazy, because my son wanted to go. He went to the fair, so I let him go to the fair. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so it was cool. Y'all went to the fair, y'all hung out, whatever. I pick you up. Okay, I drop you off and then I pick you up. Right. So then he wanted to go to some place like Game Time or something like that. So he telling me, well, me and my friends going and his mom going. So for a whole week, I was like, why can't I talk to this parent? So I had to finally tell him, like, listen, you are not going if I can't talk to a parent. Because for me, and I'm not saying, like, maybe they wasn't telling the parent that I wanted to talk to them. So maybe I can't really put it on the parent, but you're not going to make plans to go with some adult that I don't know. Oh, well, you can meet the parent when you get there. No. I'm not meeting nobody when I get nowhere. I'm not doing that. Nope. Why can't that parent? Because I wouldn't want to take somebody's child nowhere without me talking to them. You know what I'm saying? Because anything can happen. Are they allergic to something? What's their behavior like? Can I have your phone number? Because I'm not finna be you showing out. I'm not finna say, oh, let me have your mama number. And then you be like, oh, B Bubba. Hold on. Hold on, young gangster.
Yeah. And then you got the music that they listening to, just all this stuff. Just ooh.
I think music is plays a part, but I think that we forget that music is entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of kids listen to, like, they'll listen to drill music. So now they feel like they got to tote a gun and they got to do this and they got to do that. But I always tell people, like, whatever you do, you draw that same energy to you. You know what I'm saying? So if you feel like you got to walk around with a gun, you got to ask yourself, like, what am I doing? I'm like, you know, now in certain states, and I think Florida actually is one of the states where they don't have to have a concealed weapons. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't have to have this. And kids could be 18 years old, people with mental health. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just giving anybody a gun. But I think most of that is a trick to decrease the Black community, because even though they tell us we the minority, we really not the minority. We are the majority. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So we gonna put guns in people who 18 and up hands, and we gonna put more guns in the Black community, and we gonna make y'all, you know, like hurt yourselves, each other, without, you know what I'm saying? So I think that at some point, how do we wake up the people so that they can really see like what's going on?
Well, with this, we gotta educate them on, you know, some of these people don't know about Black history or where they really come from. So we really need to educate them on where they come from. We need to educate them on the music, you know, because we had soul music.
Right.
And they took that away from us. And they gave us this music. So we gotta let them know that this is just a trick. This is what they want us to do. This is trying to program us to kill each other. See, we had the soul music and, you know, Lean On Me and all them songs. They took that away from us. Why you notice that all the music we listening to now, you got the girls out here looking like strippers. They make it seem like the only way that a Black woman can be acceptable is if she have a big butt. You know, you got your body, you gotta have your body all out. You know, they're not showing. They trying to make it look like Black women are just whores. Like, that's how we look. They try to represent all Black women as that, and that's not us.
Right. Some
of us, we are modest and carry ourselves like queens, but they try to put this image out there that, you know, like Sexy Red and all these type of women. Those are other type of women.
It's crazy that you said that, because I was talking to somebody. I was asking them some legit questions of some things that I really didn't understand. And so I had said to them, I said, I don't understand why we glorify the hood, H-O-O-D. And I said, I don't understand why we glorify it when most of the time it's trash on the ground. You got 1,000 bums laying around. Nobody, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just being honest, because I don't understand the mindset of people. Not only that, you got alcoholism. The school systems are bad in the area where it's predominantly Black people. The city don't come and cut the grass. You get what I'm saying? You got houses down. You got houses falling to shambles. And you got all of this stuff that's bad going on, but yet we glorify it as if, like, okay, this the best place that we could be. But it's not. You know what I'm saying? Because before it was called the hood, it was called neighborhood. So at what point did somebody, and maybe it was somebody in music, that came along and said, oh, this the hood. We finna break it down. We different. No, we started calling neighborhoods neighborhood. You understand what I'm saying? Because what they don't realize is other communities was calling their neighborhoods hoods, because there was a lot of crime. There wasn't no money. You understand what I'm saying? So they flipped it. Now we calling it the hood, and now this how we looking.
Yeah. And you know what? At a time, like you said, it was called the neighborhoods, because you got to look at it. Black people, we owned houses. That's what we had. You know, you had the mom and the dad. We was like the top race of marriage. But see, what happened was, after the Black Panther stuff went on, they pushed the crack here. And see, what ended up happening was in the 80s was when the crack came out, they got people, parents was on drugs and wasn't nobody raising these kids. And then what did they introduce? They introduced N.W.A., all the rap music, all the hood boys. You know, they started promoting that type of gangster rap. Mm-hmm. And you know, those what the boys was listening to, because daddy left the house. He wasn't married to the mama no more. So mama was a single mama. The crack hit the street. She stressed out. So now she's strung out on drugs. Who raising them? The music. So now let's put gangster rap out here. Something that's gonna make them kill each other, you know, and they're gonna end up in prison. Because the dudes that we got rapping, that's not even their real life. They just paying those people to portray their role so that way they can get our boys to look up to it and glorify it. And then they're gonna be the ones in prison while them people living their best life and millionaires, and they raising their kids, they going on to college while our kids in prison thinking that's what it was.
Right. And I try to explain that to people. And I think, like, maybe if we had enough people in the world explaining our thought the way that we, or think the way that we think, then they would understand, like, wait a minute. Y'all know y'all being tricked, right? Because it's so like crazy to me how you will find people who, like, I'm from the hood and I'm real and nobody can't pull nothing over my head and I'm gonna hurt my brother, I'm gonna hurt my neighbor, I'm gonna hurt my op, I'm gonna do this, but they don't really realize, like, the real op is so much bigger than what, you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's so much bigger than what you thinking it is. Like, you think the person who in your neighborhood, your op, no, they ain't got nothing on this system that the op y'all, like, this y'all op. And y'all letting y'all op control y'all all the time.
Y'all, and you know what the op doing? They just sitting back laughing like, it's working. Our plan is working. We ain't got to do nothing no more. We ain't got to have no KKK. They the new KKK. They going to kill each other. And this, we don't have to hang in. We don't have to ride around and do that stuff no more. They going to do it. They going to do it.
Exactly. And then we going to take the police and we going to make them patrol their area to make them afraid. You know what I'm saying? To make sure we keep that fear in them. Like, listen, we still here. We know y'all killing each other, but we still here. You know what I'm saying? We here for it all.
But you know what? It's always, even though they tried to trick us, it's always people that's been trying to put us up on the game. Like Spike Lee. When you look at Boys in the Hood and those type of movies, he was trying to wake us up back then. That was in the 90s. He was trying to show us what was going on, but, you know, a lot of people look at them movies like, oh, this Boys in the Hood, I'm going to do what they doing, but they're missing the message of the movie.
That's so crazy that you mentioned Boys in the Hood and Spike Lee, because, like, for the last 2 weeks, right, I've been so frustrated with our community of people, like, y'all being tricked. And you remember there was a Spike Lee movie and they had Radio Raheem on there?
Yeah.
Was it Radio Raheem or was it? Okay,
do the right thing.
So you remember when that, in the beginning of the movie, that man came and he was like, just the beginning of the movie, he was like, wake up. And he was like screaming that. And I was like, God, sometimes I just want to wake up and I want to get on a humongous PA and I want to just be in the Black community screaming, wake up.
I'm telling
like,
you.
Like, y'all wake up. Y'all like, come on, I want to shake some of y'all. Like, come on now. Y'all going to sit up here and let people fool y'all about what, you know, like who we are. And like what we do and what we stand on. Like, I tell people, like, listen, if you don't call yourself a king or a queen, then you got to act like it. You know what I'm saying? You got to look up what those words mean so that you can really show that image of I'm a king or a queen. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be like, so I'm telling you, like, I'll be mad. Like, y'all got to be kidding me, right? Y'all joking with me, because 89% of the kids in the Black community, and I'm saying like 89% numbers, cannot read. They in elementary school, in middle school, and they just passing them by. And I know that for a fact, because they tried to pass my son. No, y'all won't do that. Well, ma'am, it's just no left behind. What? who leaving him behind? Because he got to worry about his education once he leave out of here. So if he can't read at his level that he needs to read at, tell me, oh, he'll catch up when? When?
You know what? And the school system is ran by women. They don't understand what boys really need. They just going based off of, you know, how they feeling. In these schools, they really need male principals. Because they really emasculating our boys in these school districts.
A lot of times I feel like they make, like, boys learn differently in general. Boys learn differently. Not only do boys learn differently, but then you have Black boys who learn completely differently. You understand what I'm saying? And it's just our DNA of how things are explained to us or how they're brought to us. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like they don't allow them to win, you know, like in Florida. Now they've taken out all the books that have some kind of heritage or some kind of thing that talks about, you know, Black community. And you got the government talking about Black people should be glad. I'm sorry. Every time I hear this, I can't believe he said this. Black people should be glad that they were enslaved because it taught them skills. Baby, we had skills before we even, what?
Baby.
I was like, this man got to be on some kind of drugs, because who says that on national TV? Like he got, I'm convinced everybody in the government is doing snorting powder. So that's just my, that's my view of the government, because these decisions that y'all make are not even logical decisions. You know, like they're just not even logical. You know, like they have the, they trying to do the TikTok ban. We got so much other stuff going on in the world that's breaching security. I promise you, like every week it's something that says, oh, we had a breach of security. You got to change your password. We removed your information from this because we had a breach of security. So I know we can be doing something deeper.
Yeah. They want to be in TikTok. They need to come up with some stuff to help African-American people out.
Well, they not.
Like some laws.
But they're not. Condoleezza Ross. No, her name ain't Condoleezza. What's that vice president name who never was on TV? There we go. Her. She was like, you know, they asked her a question the other day. They said, well, are you going to do anything to help the Black community? She was like, well, no. I'm not going to do just something for the Black community. I said, oh, my God. I said,
they
why
got so many more different communities out here, but they won't do nothing for the Black community.
No, and if you realize, you know, like the genocide goes on, when it's time for them to rebuild and build up different communities, they start pushing the bums. Like the bums was downtown, so now they pushing the bums into the Black community, into the neighborhoods, because now we got these $300,000, you know, apartments down here. So we can't have bums down here. So we gonna push them into y'all communities. You understand what I'm saying? And then if we see them in communities, you know, like that are more upscale, oh no, they going to jail. They going to jail. So then tell me why y'all don't run around the Black community and put bums in jail. You get what I'm saying? And I don't think people really realize like what's happening, because if you wake up in the morning time, and every time you wake up in the morning and all you see is despair, all you see is frustration. All you see is people being, you know, killed, or you see drug users, or you see people fighting, or you seeing women degrading themselves. If then that's where your mindset is.
And then the thing about the Black race is, it's like we don't be even focused on nothing. All we worrying about is the next pair of J's that's gonna come hit the streets. We don't own nothing. We don't own no banks. We don't own nothing. We too busy worried about the wrong stuff when we need to all come together and try to build something together. But we won't do that.
But you know what I think a lot of that comes from? A lot of that comes from us being kings and queens. A lot of that comes like from us truly being that and wanting and knowing that we deserve to find the things in life. But we look at it the wrong way, because I don't think that, first of all, I don't think that Jordans are a high quality shoe. They made in China, somebody making them. It's not a high quality shoe. It's the same shoe that you could get at on Shein. You understand what I'm saying? Look, just like a Jordan. Only thing is they put Jordan sign on there and then they charge you thousands of dollars. But what they don't realize is that Jordan owns about 20% of prison that Black men are in, that Black men are being neglected, that Black men are not getting food, or they're not getting water, or they're, you know, like the officers are beating them. See, they don't know that, and they're not really even thinking about it. I'm not supporting Jordan in nothing. You own prisons. These prisons don't rehabilitate anymore. They put you in prison and then they don't teach you anything. They stick y'all all in one space and it's a rat. You just like a rat. You go in one place, all you around is men, of course you're going to kill each other. Of course you're going to be more traumatized than you were before. So then when you get out, you can't really function in the community because you've been so traumatized where you are or where you were.
Well, I mean, I know what you was reading about Michael Jordan, but it was another Michael Jordan, because I was saying the same stuff too, but when I did my research, it was another Michael Jordan that owns the prison.
No, it's him. It's the real Black Michael Jordan.
I have to research that.
Oh, yes, ma'am. It's him. He owned prisons. And prisons get like $60,000. It's $60,000 a day to take care of prisoners. You get what I'm saying?
$60,000 industry.
That's what I'm talking about. So you already have money. It's just like you wearing Tommy. or Tommy or whatever the up name brand is now or whatever, they cheap. They Walmart clothes. They just put a sign on them and then we put them on.
All that Balenciaga and all that. Woo.
It's cheap stuff. You wash it one time, it shrunk. Oh, you got to put that in the cleaner. Why you can't put it in the washer? Because it's going to shrink. It's a cheap material. So you might as well go to Walmart or somewhere else and buy you some clothes. But I think, like I said, a lot of that stems from us being kings and queens and knowing that we could have better and do better, but then we get stuck in the mindset of, this is what I see every day. This is who I am every day. Every time I wake up, I'm just going to chill. I'm not going to be able to get a job because they're not going to hire me because of my health, or they're not going to hire me because of this and that.
But you know what? Some of this generation now, they got to the point where they don't even want to work. They listen to stuff on the internet and this. Everybody want to be a boss. I don't want to go work no 9 to 5. 9 to 5, not for me. You know, I hear that all the time. You be like, really? Now I'm a boss, not a worker. And you got to start somewhere.
This lady, she over here, she ad-libbing. Nah, I think that a lot of them don't want to work anymore because some people don't want to work because they want to, they tired of working for a little bit of money and still not making it. You know what I'm saying?
But then you got some that never had a job. They never had a job. They just looking at what they see on TV. Like, you see a rapper and they look at it like, he be rapping saying, I came from the bottom. I got it out the mud. Like, I didn't have a job. Like, he'll say stuff like he sold drugs and he just popped with rapping. So a lot of these dudes be on some, well, I don't want to work a job. I be in the studio. You know, you done heard it before. Dude, always, I'm in the studio. I'm trying to start my rap career. You like, bro, go get a job. Nah, I mean, see, my favorite rapper didn't even go to, well, you know how they be. You like, come on now.
Wow. Now that's true. That's true. And I think it's just because that's what they think the come up is, but they don't understand a lot of these rappers be underground for like 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it don't just pop like that. They lying. They ain't popping like that. And they not popping without no money. In the music industry, I've been doing the music industry for a long time. Like, as a manager, everything costs. Everything costs. You want somebody to take pictures, they finna charge you. You want to do a show, they finna charge you. And it's not even like my brother-in-law just showed me, like, Warner Brother and other record companies are 90% of the deception in the world. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This is just like regular people who got restaurants who charging people to do showcases. So they not coming from the bottom. And I don't care how much people say, like, they making all this dope money, this and the other, but it's no way you got all this dope money and you still living at your mama house. You're not finna keep telling me that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not gonna tell me that. You're not finna, like, feed me no dreams like that, because we gotta, at some point, wake up and realize, like, wait a minute, this sounds crazy. Yeah, you might be riding in a nice car and all this and the other, but I guarantee you saved your money for that car.
And then you don't want to work the 9 to 5, but you want to meet a woman and want her to work 9 to 5 to support your rap career. Like, come on.
But they put it out there. The world put it out there. And so they think that that's the thing to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would have somebody saying, oh, well, I want my lady to hold me down. I want her to hold me down. Well, wait a minute, though, because are you able to hold yourself down? You know what I'm saying? Like, you want somebody to hold you down, but you don't want to. You don't even want to look for a job?
Yeah. Oh,
got that. My lady. No. Your lady don't got that.
You don't want to work, but you want the lady to work. Nah.
Now, if you looking for a job and you just out of work, okay, y'all supporting each other. Because when you get in work, that's what's going to happen. Y'all going to support each other. But you going to stay at home and your lady going to work and you finna do your rap career.
No, we not. You
know, everything in this business costs. I don't care. Like, I've been in this business so long. I promise you, everything in entertainment costs. Even as a podcaster, everything costs. If I want somebody to take some pictures of me, do some video of me, it costs. And people gonna tax you because they trying to come up. You know what I'm saying? So everybody trying to come up at the same time. People getting stepped on. I don't care how they chalk it up or how they try to make believe. No. And in today's society, People say they selling this much dope and they doing this and they doing that. Ain't nobody got no money. We all pay a high rent.
I'm telling you. That's another problem. What's going on with this rent?
Well, you know, like the big wigs, they buying up the property. And they buying up the property in order to control. You understand what I'm saying? So while they buying up this property, they buying up the property like they trying to push people to make these expensive places. Because for whatever reason, they think people going to have money to pay for this. They feel like people going to want to live. So they going to work 2-3 jobs to do this. Because after COVID, nobody don't want to work. You don't let these people stay home and get lazy for 2 years with this fake disease. You understand what I'm saying? With fake disease. You thought these people was going to be at home being depressed and they was going to start using more pharmaceuticals. Well, that ain't work. Because, you know, pharmaceuticals are big. So they thought, oh, people going to be at home. They in the house. They finna get depressed. They going to need these drugs. No, people was at home like, I got to get myself together because, okay, I got to start a business. I got to do this. I got to get me an LLC. So they thought that this was what they was doing. But what they did was they gave people time to rest and to think.
Yeah,
I had them in the hustle and bustle. They couldn't rest and they couldn't think because it was like, I'm going from one thing to another. I'm living paycheck to paycheck. Well, guess what? I'm sitting at home. I'm working from home and I ain't really working for real. I'm sleeping. I'm chilling. And I'm coming up with a master plan. People on the line, they talking about get an LLC, start you a business, da 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 da. So people own it. So now they done put all these other rules in place. Like there's a form that has to be completed. So everybody who have an LLC now, they need to make sure they find out. I can't think of the name of the form now, because if you have an LLC, you have to fill this form out. They're going to charge you some large sum of money. You understand what I'm saying? But yes. They ain't really talking about it. They ain't really talking about it, because what they want is they want to be able to charge. The government, big businesses, they ain't making no money. So we got to make this money in real estate, because people ain't going to be homeless. They need somewhere for their kids to stay. Mm-hmm. But what they not paying attention to is y'all might be buying up all these high rises and all this other stuff and trying to put people out of their community, but people going to buy land where ain't nobody at. You understand what I'm saying? Like, well, whatever. Since y'all want to buy up all the land in the city, guess where I'm finna go? I'm going to Georgia to the country. I'm going to Texas to the country. I'm going, let's come together. Now, I would say that's what the community, some people in the community are coming together and doing. They going to buy land because y'all think they finna, no, y'all can have this. Because guess what? Ain't nobody finna be here. Then you got people moving out of state or out of the country. They moving to Africa, Mexico, China. I just seen a girl today. She say she live in Thailand.
Ooh.
I said, oh, she went all the way to Thailand. Like, that's a big business right there.
Black folks better get together like them Mexicans getting together and start stacking their money and doing what they need to do. You know, a lot of stuff, it really be us ourselves sometimes. Like, mm-hmm. It really do. Like, we could stick together more and help each other out a little bit more. But see, the thing with Black people, they don't want to stick together with each other. We couldn't stay in the house and everybody split no bills. Somebody not gonna do right.
Somebody gonna be high, fool.
I'm telling you, somebody gonna be high and toxic.
Right. Somebody don't got their rent money this month.
Yeah, they ain't got their money this month.
Mm-mm. But I think that if the community healed and learned that we was never the ops against each other. You get what I'm saying? Like if we was never the ops against each other, it always been the government. And I can't even say like white people. I'm gonna say the government. And the reason why I'm gonna say the government, because you have some people that are Black people that work for the government and they rather tear their community down than build their community up. You understand what I'm saying? Like they'll be a millionaire and they won't even stick any money in their community to say, hey, listen, let me just start a young men's group. You get what I'm saying? Or we got a young men's group. Let me fund the young men's group so that these men can learn how to build businesses.
You know what? I feel like we got rappers out here with all this money too. I feel like they should do that as well. I feel like anybody with $1 million should be able to give and try to build to their own people.
And I feel like that too. But to be honest with you, a lot of these rappers, they be lying. They be lying. Like those houses that they have, those houses belong to the record label. You understand what I'm saying? You got a couple of smart rappers out here who got money for real, who done invested their money. Right, that invested their money properly. But then you got rappers who just doing it for show. They don't really got nothing. Their bank account probably look like ours. You understand what I'm saying? But they gonna get on that. They gonna get on there and say, I make millions and I got this and I got that, when they really don't have it. But remember, they work for the op. You understand what I'm saying? They work for the op. So you get out here.
I'm really starting to believe that all them that make all that money working for the ops, because you got rappers that really do got that money that ain't giving back. You got so many millionaires that do got that type of money and they just not giving back. So I feel like it's something going on with that. I feel like they all work with the ops.
You know what's so crazy is, you remember when Hawaii got tore up just recently, and The Rock and Oprah Winfrey was on there and they was asking for the people of America to donate. I was looking at that like, I cannot believe y'all up here asking for us to donate. Oprah, that ain't nobody got loan money like you, baby. You mean to tell me, baby, that you can't get them folks some money to help them build their community up where you live at? Everything messed up except for your place.
Everything.
So you mean to tell me, I know y'all playing with me. Y'all tore them people's stuff up so that y'all could own it. So that y'all could buy it up, because y'all knew them people wasn't able to do it themselves.
Okay, so how you feel about New Orleans in that flood?
I always feel like they want to take New Orleans out.
I feel like they wanted to tear that down and build it up so they can control it.
Right, that's how I feel. New Orleans to me is like Haiti. You get what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So you know right now, Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton trying to own Haiti, acting like they provided all this money to Haiti and all this other stuff, but somehow the brother done got into the mix of getting this money out of Haiti. You feel what I'm saying? So yeah. I always felt like New Orleans was like that too. Like, New Orleans is like a landmark. Like, it's a very resourceful place. You feel what I'm saying? So it's something there. It's something there that they want. And we just don't know because we don't live in New Orleans. But I always felt like they wanted to take New Orleans out, because that's people die there. When you look at the statistics of how people, young people, black people, communities tore down and things like that, you feel what I'm saying? It's crazy. It is crazy. And not saying that it doesn't happen everywhere, but I'm saying like New Orleans is one of the places where it happens a lot. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. It is crazy. And I think that's what the boy was saying the other day. Like, he was saying, did y'all hear about what happened in Louisiana, that they're going to start letting 18-year-olds tote guns? So meanwhile, the government lobbying about TikTok, but we got 18-year-olds who already in a disparate situation, who already frustrated, angry, depressed, traumatized. You understand what I'm saying?
Now
we're going to get them guns. Do that make sense?
It don't make no sense to me.
So, and that's why I get frustrated, because I say, like, at what point does our community get tired of being tricked? Because we being tricked, and they just laughing at us. When they say, like, we the majority, we the minority, we not the minority, we the majority. And what's happening is they getting scared, because just like they try to down black women for having businesses and getting degrees and different things like that. I have a master's degree. When I first got my bachelor's degree, I applied for a case management position. Now at this, the job that I applied for this position at, I had been working at this job for years, not for months. For years, I went from being a bus driver to being a classroom teacher. From being a classroom teacher, now I got my degree, and now I wanna do something different. I wanna make some more money. Do you know that this lady fought tooth and nail for me not to get the position? Like, when I say this lady was, I remember her like storming around. She came to my desk one day. She was like, "Oh, you think you're gonna get this position? I'm not gonna let it happen, lady. What did I do to you?"
She just felt intimidated. Didn't want you there.
I didn't do nothing to you, lady. You understand what I'm saying? Even when I go into positions where I want to be a supervisor, tooth and nail, like people are fighting against that. Oh, so you mad because I'm educated? That's crazy. Because with us having knowledge, we have power. And so that's why the school systems are bad. That's why the teachers, you know, like some of the teachers care. I'm not going to say some of them don't, but some of them care, but some of them don't even care. It don't even matter to them. That's why we don't have nice books. If you go to one community versus another community and look at the books, you'll be like, dang, that's messed up.
Yeah.
That's messed up. Why are we not getting the same education that everybody getting? That's not fair. Yeah, you giving the kids a box of food to go home with, but wait a minute. Wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? How come the city don't come and cut the grass like they supposed to? How come they don't come and clean up like they supposed to? What's the problem?
You do. Have you ever thought that they was like hiding something from us, like they knew something and we just don't know it? That's the way I feel about the people that's not our race. I feel like it's something they know and we don't know it, and they just not going to tell us. Like, it's something great about us that they know, and they won't tell us, and we don't know, because we so lost. They like, well, they don't even know. They're not even going to wake up to figure it out. But we know it, and that's the reason why we intimidated by them. That's the reason why we have a problem with them. I feel like it's something that they know that we don't know.
And I think it's very simple. I think it's that we are resilient. You know what I'm saying? Because when you think about it, African-American people have been enslaved. Our ancestors and some of our grandparents and aunties and uncles have watched people be hung and dragged out of their house. And we watch our Black men be killed by police officers supposed to serve and protect. You get what I'm saying? And in simple cases, we watch all of that stuff, and yet we still don't try to come back with a battle. We still just want justice. Like, we just want what's right for us. You understand what I'm saying? Whereas you will have another race, like, for instance, they raided the White House. Now, had we went and raided the White House, baby, they would have called it another Bloody Sunday.
And you know what else I think? I be, like, doing my research on this slavery stuff, and I just don't feel like they went to Africa and got all of us from over there. I do feel like we was already here in America. So you telling me that we were way over here in Africa, that you got them way over there where they from, and they just woke up one day and thought about, it's a place called Africa. Let's go over there and get them. Like, come on. I just don't believe that. How would they know to get over there? How would they know? Come on. You got to think about
it. I don't feel like that.
I don't either. The Africa is such a big place. Ain't no way y'all could have just step over there and just grab these people without a fight going on. Come on.
This is a country that is built up. You got people who can throw boy arrows 100 miles. So y'all mean to tell me y'all went over there and captured these people and brought them over?
I really feel like we was enslaved, but I don't feel like they went to Africa. I feel like we was already here and they enslaved those people.
Oh, and I definitely feel that way.
They just telling us this story because they don't let them know they from here. Make them feel like they're not even from here. So that way they can always say, go back where you come from, or you really not from. No, I feel like this is our original land.
Right.
And they just don't want to tell us that.
And I believe that. I believe it's our original land. Like, I believe that a lot of the issue come in, like, I don't celebrate Thanksgiving, right? And I don't celebrate Thanksgiving because please explain to me why we celebrate in these people welcome you and giving you food and celebrating you, and then you kill them, you rob them.
Because I'm going to tell you something. I just found out in my ancestry. I have a grandmama. She's a full-blooded Indian. She was Indian and white. But when I looked on her record, they got her labeled as a Black woman.
Exactly.
See what I'm saying? Like,
this is what I'm talking about. And so I'm like, why would we celebrate Thanksgiving when these people came over here and they got full, and then they got the people drunk because they brought over this new wine. They got the people drunk, and then they enslaved them. After these people fed them, gave them gifts, welcomed them to their community, y'all got to be kidding with me. I'm not celebrating Thanksgiving. Y'all know that is like counterproductive because
I truly believe I truly believe that we are the Native Americans. You know, they try to say that they over there in Oklahoma. I don't believe that those are the original people for that.
I think that people was all over the place. It was already people around. You know what I'm saying? But y'all came from somewhere else and y'all decided, like, we need people to work. You understand what I'm saying? And so we see these people can build pyramids and we see these people can build buildings out of clay. Of course. You know what I'm saying? We want to get them because we want some buildings made out of clay. We want these big high, you know what I'm saying? We want to learn different things and we want to be able to eat different foods and they live in lavish. You know what I'm saying? Because they
I do believe they came to this land and they saw us. They probably was trying to, you know, get some new land or something or trying to discover something. And I do believe that when they came, they saw us here and they stripped us from our land. That's what they did. And
it then they flipped it around. See? It was a study done, and I can't remember exactly, but I know when I get off of here, I'm gonna find it and I'm gonna send it to you. There was a study done with rats, right? Uh-huh. They took the rats, they let the rats be in a plentiful, you know, like a plentiful area where it was a lot of food and the rats could run around freely and they could do whatever they want to do, and the rats thrive. You understand what I'm saying? They was just, you know, like they moving in motion. You know how they on the little pinwheel thing, they enjoying life. But then they took a couple of the rats and they boxed them in. And they only let them go in this, but they really wasn't giving them food. The rats started killing each other. It's a trick. It is a trick. You know, people get mad. They say, oh, you know, this woke culture and all this other stuff or whatever. But it's about being enlightened. It ain't even about being woke. It's about being enlightened and understanding, like, listen, you don't have to live like this. You don't have to, you know, like, hurt the people in your community. You can clean your community up. If African Americans don't want to leave their neighborhood or hood, clean it up. Clean it up. Make it look nice. The city don't want to come in there because I guarantee you this. If Black people got together in their neighborhoods, in their hoods that look, you know, like however they look, and they told the bums, like, listen, y'all migrate over here. You tell somebody who you see throw some food on the or some trays on the ground because we known for doing this.
But you know what? I already know it's gonna be a problem with that because they did that before. You had the Black Panthers. They was coming together. They had to find another way to destroy those people. They came over there. They shot up those people. You know what I'm saying?
Right. They burnt down towns and all
that. That's what I'm saying. So if we do come together, we're gonna really find out the truth.
Oh, and that's all I'm saying. Y'all just come together so y'all can really see who the op is.
I'm telling you.
Because if y'all come together and y'all start cleaning up y'all neighborhoods and y'all start doing some real stuff, y'all gonna really see who the op is.
Because we can't come to y'all neighborhoods. But y'all always in ours. Like, what was wrong with them people? They was, you know, they were doing
this is what I'm talking about.
Yes.
This is exactly what I'm talking about.
They minding their business. What y'all messing with them people for? They want to be Black Panthers and help each other. Why y'all so over there? The KKK? I used to watch that movie all the time. They all over there in the neighborhood. What is they doing to y'all? Are y'all mad because they coming together? What is it? Y'all don't want us to be together? What is it?
Well, you know that's what it is. They don't want...
That's what it is.
They don't want us to come together because if we come together, they know we're not focused on them anymore. And that's why I said it's what they scared of us about, because they know that we'll build up our community, that we'll thrive in our community. We'll do what it takes in our community. We'll do what it takes in our community to make our community thrive. And that's not what they want. That's not what they want at all. So we're going to continue to try to shut y'all down. We're going to continue to allow all kind of crazy stuff to happen in the neighborhood. And we're going to continue to trick y'all and make y'all think that this music that is on, these people really living like this.
They cool with the music. See, I don't understand it. They don't want their kids to hear this stuff. Why? What is so good about hearing about, oh, I shot him down and killed him? You know that music not right. Why do y'all want our kids to hear that type of stuff? Come on, just think about this stuff. They don't even sound right. You don't hear they kids listening to, oh, I'm finna shoot that nigga down and I'm finna kill him. We sell drugs. You don't hear none of that about their kids. So
Right, 100%. They not finna let you hear none of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they not going to.
So it seemed like to me, when they gonna glorify that type of stuff, like, yeah, okay, they rapping about that, we gonna keep that going. But when we had the Martin Luther Kings and the, you know, all them type of leaders we had, they shot them down. Like, I'm not understanding it. Like, these men was really for right. And that, y'all killed those people. The leaders that we had that was trying to get the Black community together, they killed those people. But then you got people sending poison out here. Oh, kill the mama. Oh, if I can't get the son, I'm going to go shoot up the granny house. And this stuff goes on. And that's crime. Y'all is glorifying crime. Y'all not saying, we not finna. That's bad. They not, This was a good topic. I'm telling you.
You had to know that it's going to be some technical difficulties at the end. As soon as you start having a hot topic about something that is that they don't want you to know, they're going to start making all kinds of stuff happen. This is the second time that we had a hot topic on my show and just like unnormal stuff happening. But it's all good because if people know me and the people that do know me, they know I'm not worried. So they know I be watched all the time and my content always going to be flagged for whatever it's going to be flagged for. And I don't care because I want my people to know like what really be happening in the communities, in the world, like what's really going on. Like that's what's important to me. Nothing else is important to me than waking up my folks so they can understand like you don't have to live no kind of way, but a good way. Like you don't have to be no way, but better. We can heal from trauma. We can grow. We can have thriving communities. We can have thriving schools. We can have everything thriving that we want to thrive. But in order for us to do that, we have to wake up and realize who the real opposition is. Because it's not us against us. It never has been us against us. It always has been them against us. And when I say them, I'm not talking about white people, because it gets bigger than that. It gets way bigger than that. But at some point, we have to be able to stand up at some point. So I appreciate Shay for coming on the show. She probably logged off, but I appreciate Shay from coming on the show. She always a great person. Y'all go follow her Concrete Podcast. Shay is on every platform. Y'all got to go follow her on TikTok because she was wearing them boots, baby. But that's my Texas friend. Y'all, wake up. You ain't got to like say you spiritual or nothing like that. All you got to do is say, I want better, and do better in your neighborhoods. Like literally do better, be stronger. Your op is not the person who lives next door to you. Your op is not the person who lives in the neighborhood too. That's not your op. Not at all. At some point, y'all got to get tired of being tricked by the music, by the TV, by whatever these people telling you you are. Because whatever they telling you are not. It's always the opposite, I promise you. Whatever I see on the news, I be like, ooh, people need to do the opposite. Whatever the government saying is right, I be like, ooh, people need to do the opposite. If you own an LLC, y'all look up that document, because I cannot remember the name of it at this point. But y'all look up that document. Don't just be having the LLC and thinking y'all in business and y'all don't get that document filled out and turn it in. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to make sure y'all lose y'all businesses. What they're trying to do with TikTok is they're trying to make sure people can't shop in those TikTok shops, because y'all putting Amazon out of business. Y'all putting all these high-ticket people out of business, and they struggling just like we struggling. People who say, and I wanted to talk to Shay about this, but people who say they don't buy from Black businesses, y'all Black business owners, listen, stop all the scheming. Like, for real, like, stop all the scheming. Support y'all community, because we need that. We 100% need it, because we need to start building our community up and making sure our kids are educated and making sure we got the things that we need in our community. Not saying that we just want to, you know, because a lot of y'all just want to close off in your community, which is fine if that's what y'all want to do, but build them up. Think smarter. Stop killing each other. Y'all think they putting guns in, when you're 18 years old, you don't have the right mind to tote a gun. People who've been in the military, and my brother-in-law is here, people who've been in the military, he was in the military for years, have some traumatized situations happen to them. Like, they traumatized. They putting guns in 18 and 20-year-olds. These are still babies. And I know they do it in other countries, but they've been doing it. That ain't what we've been doing. The music is y'all off. All these expensive brands, that's y'all off. Anywho, Shan, you want to say something? My friend Shan here, y'all. She gonna get in trouble. Wow. They gonna be like, oh, you was with that girl. You was with that one girl who was talking all that stuff about the government. I gotta put her out there too. So. Next show, she gonna come and she gonna bring y'all some real knowledge. But I appreciate Shay for coming on. I appreciate all the people who was commenting. I couldn't talk back to y'all for real because y'all know I'm a little slow. I was seeing stuff, but I wasn't seeing it, and my glasses still broke. So, but I don't even care about the broke glasses. Right, so y'all started GoFundMe for my glasses. But I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all enjoying the show and doing what it is. That's important. Y'all continue to grow, continue to love each other. Talk sense into people. Don't just let people do stupid stuff. Like, for real. If you a real person and you say, I'm real and I'm standing on business, like, y'all stand on business for real. Like, don't stand on business for fake. Stand on business for real. Real business. Real business is being somebody and having somebody. And I ain't talking about the American dream, because the American dream is not real. Just have a dream for yourself. A passion for yourself. I'm trying to get to this thing so I can stop talking, but either way, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. And that is the show.